Hello and welcome to The Line Hustle, season number 2, episode number 20. I appreciate you listening this week. In today's episode, we want to discuss business client loyalty. Loyalty between the business and the client is a crucial component of a successful enterprise. In other words, if the business cannot trust the client, and the client cannot trust the business, there's no loyalty between either party. As business owners, we have come to expect a certain level of loyalty from our clients. However, our clients should also expect a certain level of loyalty from the business. We need to understand our customers' needs and their preferences. Regular feedback from your clients will provide valuable insights to help you improve as a business owner. I have a survey that I share with my clients. I want to share with you. This survey is 10 questions. The first question is, how did you hear about our lawn care service? Through the internet search, through social media, friends or family, advertisement, or others, please specify. It's important to answer this question because then you will know where to spend your advertising dollar or where to focus your effort to brand your business. Number 2, how easy was it to schedule your lawn care service with us? You want to make it as easy as possible for a potential client to schedule an estimate or a service. And if they come back with the answer to this question as it was very difficult, you might have an issue that you need to deal with as the business owner. Number 3, how would you rate the professionalism of our staff? We are always working on our professionalism. Number 4, how satisfied are you with the quality of our lawn care service? If they come back and say they're neutral, they really don't have an opinion, or they're dissatisfied, or they're very dissatisfied, finding out why will help you to improve the services that you offer. And it will help you improve the quality of work that you do or your team. Number five, did our team complete the job within the expected time frame? Number six, how would you rate the cleanliness and the condition of your lawn after our service? In other words, how did we leave your property? If there wasn't an improvement after your service, you need to take a long, hard look at how the employees conduct themselves, how they treat the client's property. It's always a good thing to make sure you leave the property looking much better than when you arrived. You want the answer to that question to come back excellent. Number seven, how likely are you to recommend our services to a friend or a family member? Again, the desired answer is very likely. Number eight, do you have a suggestion for improving our services? What can we do to be better? Number nine, how would you rate the value of the job performed for the money of our services? In other words, you want to know, does your client feel like they're getting their money's worth? You always want a client to feel you are giving them 100%. And then I'll leave number 10. If you have any additional comments or feedback, please let us know. These questions will only help you or me improve the quality of service that we offer. Consistently offer high quality service is fundamental in a business operation. You want your clients to feel that they are getting value for the money that they are spending. Exceptional customer service can set your business apart from any other business in your area. Quick responses, problem resolution, and a friendly approach foster loyalty. And when the client is loyal to you, then you become loyal to them. Implementing loyalty programs that offer rewards, discounts, or exclusive deals encourage repeat business. In other words, when I go into a relationship with a client, and they stay with my service for a year, I want to give them a little token of appreciation. I have some keychains made up. I give them a keychain. If a client has been with me for 5 or 10 years, the reward increases. you might give them a 20% discount on a mulch install, or you might give them one free service. What this does is it strengthens the bond between the client and the business owner. Develop strong relationships through regular communication and engagement. Show appreciation for their business. You don't want to be in such a hurry that you can't stop and wave at your client or stop and say hello. How are you doing? How are things going? I appreciate you. Thank you for your business. When a client texts me to ask a question or to offer a compliment on the quality of service, in my response, I always say, I appreciate the work. You want your client to know that you are there for them because you appreciate the opportunity that they have given you to service their property. You never want a client to feel unappreciated. In my area, there is numerous lawn care services. So your client and my client has many options. And if you don't show them loyalty, and all you do is expect loyalty from them, they can take their business to other lawn care services. I'm sure there's someone else in your town that can do a job just as good or maybe even better than you. Better than me. So I want to create an atmosphere of loyalty. I want my clients to be loyal to me. And I told you a story one time about a guy that was following me around, knocking on my customers' doors and saying whatever he's charging, I'll mow your yard for $5 less. My customers started calling me that night. This man showed up at my house. He knocked on my door. He introduced himself as so-and-so lawn care and offered to do the job $5 cheaper than you. I did not lose one customer. Every customer I have remained loyal to me, even though I was more expensive, because they realize I'm going to give them 100%. I'm going to do the best job for the money that they are spending. And I'm going to be loyal to them, and I'm going to show them that I appreciate their trust in me to service their property. Any business, it is a relationship between the business and the client. There has to be loyalty between the business and the client and the business. being trustworthy and reliable builds client confidence. I've said it before, and let me say it again. Be a man or woman of your word. If you say you're going to be there, show up. If you say you're going to be there at a certain time, be early. Don't be late. Don't be a no-show. No-shows and being late and rushing in at the last minute speaks volumes to your clients. You don't care enough to be on time. You don't care enough to show up. You don't care enough to do what you say you're going to do. So why should the customer be loyal to you if you're not loyal to them? Deliver on the promises and maintain transparency. If you promise something, do it. If you have no intention of doing it, don't make the promise. And we need to stay ahead of the curve. We need to be innovative and constantly looking for ways to improve on our services. When you give a client a survey like what I shared with you, it keeps the client interested and engaged with you and your business. You don't want them to lose interest in you or your business. The moment they lose interest in you, they start looking for another service. Maintain a consistent brand and a consistent message across all touch points, website, vehicle decals, uniforms, social media. Consistency reinforces trust and recognition. I need to say that again. Consistency reinforces trust and recognition. I don't know about you, but I love getting a text message or a message on Messenger from a client saying the yard looks beautiful. Thank you for your service. Or we really appreciate your work. You do such a good job. My response to them, thank you very much. We are trying to do a good job for you. We appreciate the work. It's building a bond between me and my client. So actively seek out client feedback. It demonstrates to them that you value their input and you are committed to improvement. I ask my client, if you are satisfied, will you go to Google and leave me a 5-star review? I I've asked people to leave me a 5-star review on this podcast. The reason why I ask, because I want them to know that I am committed. These things that we've talked about foster a strong client loyalty, leading to sustained success and growth. When your customer feels appreciated and you feel appreciated, you're going to work hard, and that customer is going to, by word of mouth, do more for your business than what you could ever do for yourself. It is my humble opinion that word of mouth is and always will be the best advertisement. A happy customer will tell everyone they know about your business and about the services that you offer and the quality of work you do. But a disgruntled client will also tell everyone they know. There's a phrase, you can do 100 things right and you do one thing wrong, and people will remember what you did wrong before they remember all the things you did right. So in order to be successful in business, you must develop a loyalty-based relationship between you and your client, and loyalty from your client to you. I really hope this has helped somebody. I do not come across, or I hope I don't, as someone who thinks they know it all, because I certainly don't. I learn something every day. I follow the influencers in our industry because I want to learn something new. I want to be better. I want to offer better service. I want to do a better job. I want a better relationship between me and my clients. So I do hope that something I've said today helps you find and maintain the level of success that you strive for. In the show notes are my links to my social media and my email address. Follow us, like us, subscribe to us. I ask for your support, and I will give you that support. Thank you again for listening to The Lawn Hustle. Now get out there and do the best job possible for your client. We'll talk again next week on The Lawn.